sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Monday, August the 11th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by a new sponsor that I was able to meet on Friday when I was in Bel Air doing some business there. I was riding my motorcycle and I went by Riverside Marina. Way west, Cayuga Street, just west of M88 at the light there in downtown Bel Air. If you're heading southbound, you have right away to turn left to stay on M88, east Cayuga Street, or make a right just a couple of blocks down in the valley by the river. Riverside Marina. Stopped in there, met Connor, young guy at the counter, great attitude. Met Kenny, the owner. And they explained to me that they are in the best location for you guys to come and buy water on a pontoon boat, take a tour of Antrim County. You motor down the river into various chains of lakes heading southbound. As you pass through the river, going by homes, going by really rural, desolate, wooded areas, trees, wildlife, great fishing, floating down through the river. Then you get out into the chain of lakes. Various lakes connecting each other to tributaries to the next lake. Going through the process, you end up ultimately in Torch Lake, south and west of their location through Bel Air. And I got to tell you, if you get on Google Map and you look at this, this is absolutely amazing. Amazing how this opens up into these various lakes. Lake Bel Air, you've heard of that, I'm sure. If you've ever been to Shaney Creek, you got a great view there at the Lakeview Hotel. Then another tributary leads you into Clam Lake. Then out of Clam Lake to another tributary. Then you end up by the dockside. Clam Lake, and then Torch. And the thing of it is that is so awesome about this, folks, they have day trips. Text me boat. Just text me boat. I'll text you the picture of the pontoon that I'm going to be out on this day trip with Vicky this Saturday, our anniversary. We're going to see Antrim County from the water like we've never seen our county before. And they have a special deal for our listeners. If you give them a call right now, 231-533-8559. Again, text me boat. I'll send you the picture of the boat we're going to use on Saturday for our anniversary and their phone number. You get three couples together, $60 a person. If you get four couples together, it's $44 a person. Spend the entire beautiful day exploring Antrim County from the water. Riverside Marina in Bel Air. Again, text me boat. I'll send you the phone number, 231-533-8559. And the picture of the boat will be on Saturday, enjoying our 41st wedding anniversary. Riverside Marina in downtown Bel Air. Come see Antrim County from the water. Short break. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Got a couple of text messages here that said boat. So I sent back the phone number 231-533-8559. And a picture of the pontoon boat that Vicky and I will be on with Mr. Snoop this Saturday. 9 o'clock in the morning, pick up the boat, start heading down the river, go through Lake Bel Air to Grass River, meander through the Grass River, and then into Clam Lake, ending up in Torch. He said it's about an hour and a half boat ride to get out to Torch Lake, spend the day out on Torch. We're going to go to the West Bay. We're going to go all the way to the north end of Torch and then turn around and come back and return the boat by 7 p.m. So basically, you're out on the water, folks, for 10 hours. So if you can get three couples together, six people, roughly it's going to cost you $60 a person. If you get four couples together, it's $44 a person, $350, 50 horse motor on the particular pontoon boat that I'm texting to you guys, about 20, I think it's 24, 26 foot long, 50 horse engine, plenty enough power to be able to enjoy Torch Lake, all these other lakes and the river. Bring your fishing poles, bring your coolers, bring your music. Have a great day. Text me boat, and we'll get you out on the rivers and lakes of Antrim County. Even the fall colors. If you haven't seen Antrim County from the water with all of the colors that we're going to have this fall, you need to do this. You might need to be wearing some hoodies or some jackets, because it's cool on the water, that's for sure. But these dog days of summer, text me boat, and I'll send you the contact information. You can talk to Connor, you can talk to Kenny over there at Riverside Marina in Bel Air. Moving on to other stories that caught my eye over the weekend. And it's kind of interesting because Lansing, not in session right now, well, they're having some issues, some discussions going on over what they're going to do about next year's election. A national poll of progressives shows that the far left is increasingly disappointed with the Democratic Party. And they're pushing for what they're calling populist policies. According to a progressive organization called Our Revolution. However, the mainstream Democrats don't necessarily agree with this rift. A national poll of more than 5,000 progressives, actually, I call them liberalist, socialist, communist progressives, from Our Revolution claims that 95% believe that the party should listen to the grassroots, not political consultants. 87% of progressives feel frustrated or let down by the Democratic leadership. 90% believe the path to winning for Democrats next year is to have big, bold ideas and not going with the play it safe advice that they're getting from these political consultants. Executive Director Joseph Genovese of Our Revolution said there's been an ongoing rift between progressive voters whose main concerns center around economic populism versus the establishment wing of the Democratic Party that includes, unfortunately, many of our elected officials. The director pointed to the Democrats hamstringing the campaign of U.S. Bernie Sanders back in 2016 and 2020, as well as other races such as the New York mayor's race, where the Democrats put up the establishment candidates Andrew Cuomo and Eric Adams. Well, they ended up splitting the vote in New York City's mayor's race and Zoran Mamdani won the Democratic primary. He said the fault line for this schism between the progressives and the rest of the party lies among three main issues. The first one being economics. The second is that the wealthy are wielding way too much power in politics. And last is that the Democratic Party primary shouldn't be using any big donors or corporate funding. This is an issue that they've taken up with the Democratic National Committee, planned to take up later this month. He went on to say, I think you're going to start seeing this bubble up in the Michigan Democratic Party as well as other state parties. Because state parties, at the end of the day, are the gatekeepers for determining who can run and what the rules are for the primaries. You see, on the Democratic side, the machine folks, the Michigan Democratic Party, the Michigan Democrats, as well as even the National Democratic Committee, they choose who gets to run for office. Not like the Republicans that allow basically anybody to run. No. That's not the way it's done on the Democrat side. If you're considering running for Congress, for example, well, the Democratic National Committee vets the candidates, looks at them, and says, okay, we choose this person to run for Congress. This is the person that we are going to lean towards supporting for the U.S. Senate race this year. Even the Michigan Democrat Party, many times they handpick their candidates to run for state representative and state senator. They are the gatekeepers. And this Our Revolution organization doesn't like that. So what they're doing, several progressive organizations have already introduced legislation, and many are now moving toward collecting signatures for citizen-backed initiatives to put a ban on government contractors who make over $250,000 from state contracts, as well as utility companies being able to give to political campaigns. The director said, what activists understand is that there's a system that's rigged. People with money have an outsized voice in the shape and direction of government. And they get rich by plundering our tax dollars. So if you're going to do business with the state of Michigan, for example, you're a contractor. You're going to build something for the state government. Well, if your contract's over $250,000, these people are saying you should not be allowed to donate to political campaigns. Honestly, I agree with them. Up to $250,000 of potential income coming to your business, well, then you should be allowed to donate. If you make more than $250,000, you shouldn't. Buying politicians is what the problem is. It happens on the Republican side. It happens on the Democrat side. I just happen to agree with this progressive organization. He went on to say, taking money away from the Democrats would put them at a tactical disadvantage against Republicans. He said it would be endearing of them to have the same base that has put the populist message of President Donald Trump on a pedestal and actually follow through with the promises. We, as Democrats, would be more authentic and ultimately strengthen our chances of winning if our candidates were not beholden to corporate benefactors. Folks, I've been saying this for years. this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, has put it on steroids. Since she's been the governor of this state, picking winners and losers, using our taxpayer dollars to give money to her corporate friends. It's money laundering. Why? Because when they give them the grants, they turn around and give the money back to the Democrats to help them get elected and other Democrats to get elected. Well, this director went on to say that the model the progressives are looking to embrace is a small donor, grassroots funding campaigns that puts everyone on equal footing financially. He said progressives are also looking to make sure that the money spent by government goes to funds things like health care and being used to hire vendors that don't violate labor laws or climate laws. Well, that's where I disagree with them on that. But the concept is somewhat legitimate, valid. They've got enough money to send people to Mars, but not enough money to provide basic level of food and healthcare assistance for people. We're saying the Democrats need to come up with an economic populism message that resonates with voters and points to the groundswell of support that back in the day supported Bernie Sanders. Some have said, you know what? I'm voting for Donald Trump because he has a similar message. You see, this is what Donald Trump did. He took the working class people's vote away from the Democrats. They didn't vote for Kamala Harris. They voted for Donald Trump because he's for the little guy, the working class. But he's also friends with big corporations. And that's the part the Democrats don't like. Donald Trump is basically for everybody. Well, these far left democratic socialists is basically who they progressives want the Democrats to embrace. Trump speaks the language of economic populism, but he also puts the labels of socialism, Marxism, and communism along with them when he talks about the Democrats. Well, one of the state reps who has embraced the label of democratic socialist is Dylan Wegla, state representative from Garden City, Democrat. He said he isn't surprised by the polling progressives have come up with. It's just disappointing that the corporate money is one of the reasons the Democrats aren't connecting with the working class. If we want regular people to connect with us, we need to start putting forward bold agendas and making sure people have health care, housing, and food. So that's where these people are coming from, and they want the Democrat Party to follow suit. Well, in the last half hour of today's show, we're going to talk about that. What if the Democrat Party does follow this poll? What will it mean towards next year's midterm election? On the hour news break, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you.